Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining on this call this holiday season. We are so blessed by having each and every one of you on this call. I ask you now if you would join me in a word of prayer. God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for watching over each and every one of us. God, we thank you for this day that we can come together as a family, God, and praise you. This is not about the food, God, but it's about the fellowship, and it's all about you, giving you thanks, God. We come before you today giving you all of our praise and all of our glories, Lord Jesus. We ask your continued blessings over this call. As we continue this call, we ask your anointing upon the speaker as we shall come and deliver a word straight from you. God, give us the ears to hear and a heart to receive your word this morning. We ask your anointing over this word. We ask your anointing to keep watch over our company, Artists International. Keep blessing it. This is the company that's brought us all together this morning so that we can celebrate you. And it's all about you today, God, giving you thanks and giving you glory. And we thank you, we praise you, and we cover this prayer in your blood. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, our scripture today is enter his gates with thanksgiving and in his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. As you go out and celebrate with your family today, don't forget to give God praise. I thank you for allowing me to share with you on this call, and I shall now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone on this call. God bless.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you again, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone. And yes, 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 we will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise, blessing his name always. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and in Ocean Springs, and I am so excited. We give thanks every day, but I know when we set this day aside to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, I just want to say thank you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call. Let me tell you a little bit, if this is your first time on the call, and share a few things about this call. It started back in October 2010 by two anointed and appointed and dynamic women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, it was based on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we have a wonderful mission statement that we stand on, and I tell you, we have seen God just manifest this statement in such a powerful way. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we do have the testimonies where God has definitely empowered people and enhanced their life richly in such a magnificent way with this powerful TMC call. Now, we also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that the messages have been archived there since 2010. Yes, 7 years of powerful messages are on there, as well as the bios of our speakers. So share with somebody and let them know that this is a wonderful way to start their day, and then also get a powerful message any time of the day they want. Our theme for the year is in 2017. By faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, this is where we definitely say that we love and appreciate all of you joining us. But if you feel led that you want to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. And you can be a greeter, as Minister Jackie did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net, as well as your prayer requests and praise reports. If you're not allowed to get on Fridays and give them verbally, you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, this is what brought us all together, a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artists International, which we are called Artists Life, and it's been in existence for 28 years. We're so thankful to God for bringing this wonderful company into existence, where we're helping people with their health and their wealth. So you could get with the person that invited you on the call, or then you can get on the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and I'm sure there's a few powerful testimonies that you would love to hear. So join us on that call. Now, there's a new bypass number in case you're with T-Mobile or I think it's Metro PCS. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Well, I just know this is a wonderful Thanksgiving morning. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, and may God continue to bless you on this Thanksgiving day. But this time, I'm going to introduce you to one of our wonderful co-founders. She is a wonderful, absolutely marvelous woman of God. She has gone through the trenches with helping so many people, strengthening them, empowering them, blessing them, spiritually speaking over them. I tell you, she is definitely a tool used by the Lord. She has a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America. She has received her degrees from bachelor's up to her doctorate with Spelman College, as well as Oral Roberts University. She has been nominated to Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She has started several ministries. She's been used mightily on the radio and television. She is a prophetic woman of God. She has founded the Senior Pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center, and she has been blessed to be an associate minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church. She has been a blessing with Artist Life as a prophet, as a leader, as a teacher, as a director. She has been a woman of God who has brought this call forth 7 years ago, has been diligent in all that she does. We are so grateful. She's a caregiver. She's a lover of God. She is a mentor, and she is a blessing. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas, who is now in Dallas. God bless you, Dr. V. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, good morning. Wow, I got to put a check in the mail after all of that. Thank you. I appreciate you and love you so much. And you absolutely are an immense blessing in my life and in the lives of so many. She has been serving as our prayer general for several years and has done a phenomenal job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to our dear Silver Fox, Minister Jackie, for greeting and seating all of our Artist Life family and the body of Christ this morning. Special shout out to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. They're also in Mississippi, who I love and am so blessed to have been connected at the hip years ago, and just truly
is my dear sister in the Lord, and it's been an honor to co-labor with her here on the Master's Call. And to all of our listeners in our Master's Call family, a blessed, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you and to your families today. We have absolutely so much to be grateful for. Many of you all were on the call yesterday when our co-founder spoke and reminded us in her series of choices, and I had our minister Tiffany come on and sing about being grateful. I tell you, we have to do a best special shout out to Mother Oliver on the line, 102 years young. I tell you, that has just blessed my socks off this morning. And we have seen God move and be faithful down there with our dear minister Cynthia. We're honored, humbled to have you on the call. As she said, I'm here in Dallas with my family. I brought up Miss Josie to be with everybody, the matriarch here of the family. And we have been having an absolutely wonderful time. And truly, she has been Queen Josie, running everybody and everything. And just loving, just seeing from her children all the way down to her great-grandchildren. So I praise God for today being a day of love, laughter, good food, and family and fellowship, praising God. You know me, I believe in history, so you know why you're celebrating what you're celebrating. Many of you have heard me give this summation, and hopefully you've shared it when we understand the importance, the history, the origin of Thanksgiving, especially here in America. So let me just give a brief background, and we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to minister an abbreviated word and then open up the line for some of you who would like to today to come on and tell what you're grateful for, because each and every one of us, you woke up with breath in your body, and as the old saints say, clothed in your right mind. And as my beloved Platinum President Marie Preston would say, woke up on top of the ground and the ground not on top of you. You have something, hallelujah, to be thankful for. Well, with our history of Thanksgiving, in 1621, that was a long time ago, in 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag, and that's spelled Wampanoag Indians, shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today, and is considered to be one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. And for more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies and states. But it was not until 1863, so from 1621 to 1863, when they were in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln, proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Now, in September, back in 1620, we all remember our history, our civics, a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers. It was an assortment of religious separatists seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith. You know, we're still in the battle trenches even today about that here in America. And other individuals were lured by the promise of prosperity and land ownership in this new world. Be thankful for the freedom to practice our faith. 102 people came here and birthed in this land a right to choose. And we guard that right to this very day. We got to guard it. So as we continue with our history here, after they came over 102, and that number is very significant, after a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days, they dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. And after this treacherous and horrendous weather, they, 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed the Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village in Plymouth. Now, throughout that first brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious diseases. Only half, starting with 102, only half of the Mayflower's original passengers and crew even lived to see their first New England spring. So in March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonished visit from Abenakia, and that's spelled A-B-E-N-A-K-I, because I know I may be massacring the pronunciation. A as in apple, B as in boy, E-N-A-K-I, Indian, who greeted them in English. You know, historians don't tell us the whole story. This Indian greeted them in English. Several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto, a member from the Pawtucket, and that's P-A-W-T-U-X-E-T tribe, who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery before escaping to London and returning to his homeland on an exploratory expedition. So Squanto, S-Q-A-N-T-O, he taught the pilgrims, who were weakened by malnutrition and illness, how to cultivate corn, extract sap from maple trees, catch fish in the rivers, and avoid the poisonous plants. Squanto also helped the settlers forge an alliance with those same Wampanoag Indians, that was the local tribe, which would endure for more than 50 years and tragically remains one of the sole examples of the harmony between the European colonists and the native Indians, American Indians. Now, in November of 1621, after the Pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of fledgling colony Native American American allies, including those same Wampanoag Indians, the chief Massiot, and it is remembered then in November 1621 as America's first Thanksgiving. Now, although the Pilgrims themselves may not have used the term at that time, this festival lasted for 3 days. And while no records exist of the historic banquet's exact menu, the Pilgrim Chronicle Edward Winslow wrote in his journal that Governor Bradford sent four men on a fowling, F-O-W-L-I-N-G, mission in preparation for the event. And the Wampanoag Indian guests arrived bearing five deer. Historians have suggested that many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. And because the Pilgrims had no oven, this wasn't the Betty Crocker days yet, and the Mayflower's sugar supply had dwindled by the fall of 1921, the meal did not feature our pies and cakes or banana pudding or other desserts, which had become a hallmark of contemporary celebrations. The tradition of Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving is steeped in myth and legend. Few people realize that the Pilgrims did not celebrate Thanksgiving the next year or any year thereafter, though some of their descendants later made a Forefathers Day that usually occurred in December around the 21st or 22nd, and several presidents, including George Washington, made one-time Thanksgiving holidays. So in 1827, see how much more time had elapsed, a sister, Mrs. Sarah Josepha Hale, H-A-L-E, began lobbying several presidents for the installment of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. But her lobbying was unsuccessful until 1863, when Abraham Lincoln finally made it a national holiday. So today, our Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday in November, and this was set by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1939, a lot of time passed, and approved finally by Congress in 1941, who changed it from Abraham Lincoln's designation as the last Thursday in November, which could occasionally end up being the fifth Thursday. It hits too close to Christmas for businesses. So, but the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving began at some unknown date between September 21st and November 9th, more likely, historians believe, in early October. The date of Thanksgiving was probably set by Lincoln to somewhat correlate with the anchoring of the Mayflower at Cape Cod, which occurred on November 21st, 1920. And by our modern Gregorian calendar, it was November 11th, and to the Pilgrims, who then used the Julian calendar. And there are only two contemporary accounts to 1621 Thanksgiving. First, that was in our historian Edward Winslow's account when he later wrote in the letter in December 12, 1621. So today, there are parades and celebrations all over America for that very beginning of breaking bread between the Europeans and the Native Indians to give thanks for coming through a brutal winter, starting out with 102 and only half of them surviving. And they were giving thanks for what God had done in their lives. In my little last 5 minutes, I just want to cover something, some points that I've talked about several times before, but always bears repeating. When we talk about giving thanks, we always want to do it with an attitude of gratitude, giving thanks with an attitude of gratitude. And the acronym God gave me literally over 7 years ago for thanks was thankful, hopeful attitude, and a nice, kind spirit. It is four principles that I've held in my heart and tried to live by all year long, but especially during this time when we think about, in any period of history, many sacrificed for the benefits, for the blessings that we experience today. People died for religious freedom to come into this country called America. Just like many died for the ability for people of color to vote, many died for the ability for women to be recognized. Somebody paid a price, the ultimate price, we know, was paid by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for our sins. So principle one, with anticipation, we birth the germination of God's will. With anticipation, we birth the germination of God's will with great expectation of godly possibilities. What are you saying, Dr. V? When we keep an anticipation in our heart, it becomes a breeding ground to birth, to create the will of God. When you keep your expector up, I used to love an ORU. Our President Oral Roberts would always say, I expect a miracle. In other words, I'll be shocked when I don't get a miracle every day. He taught us, he drilled it to us, he stirred up the word of God in us. Quit expecting negativity. Expect a miracle. See, years later, they came out with The Secret and the Law of Attraction, but long before then, that great man of God, he said, speak the expectation of a miracle. Principle number two, during the germination, it will bring about a rearrangement. During the germination, that process, when you put the seed in the ground and it's germinating, it will bring about a rearrangement. When you're in the process, when you're in the cocoon of God changing our character, carving us out, molding us, and making us, it's going to change and rearrange us. It will rearrange our hopes, our dreams, and our desires, and we must stay pliable and yielded to that. Principle number three, illumination brings about revelation. Illumination brings about revelation. What are you saying? The illumination of truth brings about the revelation of the Word of God. See, the Word tells us the entrance of the Word bringeth light and life from Ephesians 5:8-11. We ought to want God's Word, His light, to shine on us with everything we do, say, and go and become. That we want illumination. God, illuminate to my understanding. What are you saying? God, illuminate to my heart. What does this mean? Ask God. James 1:5 says if we ask Him, He's promised us that He'll reveal it. And that fourth principle is we're giving thanks today on this blessed Thanksgiving Day. Revelation, when He illuminates it, then number four principle is revelation brings about demonstration. Revelation, it will bring about demonstration. See, when the revealed truth comes with good understanding, then we ought to see a manifestation, a demonstration of God's power and glory. In other words, it ought to be followed with some miracle signs and wonders. In other words, there ought to be a clear demonstration that the unbeliever sees to understand why you have a love for Jesus. There ought to be a demonstration in our lifestyle to be that living epistle, to be those ministers in the marketplace. Revelation, when we understand and when it's revealed, when it's saturated, marinated in our hearts, there ought to come out of us a demonstration of the goodness of God in our lives. Amen. Again, on this Thanksgiving Day, we've got to make a determination that in everything, we're going to give thanks. In every action, everywhere we go, have a thankful, hopeful attitude, nice, kind spirit. That's the thanks. At principle one, with anticipation, we're birthing the germination. We're producing some seeds that we're going to plant. We're just not going to hope and put nothing in the ground. Nothing times nothing, even with the new math, equals nothing. In principle two, during the germination, it'll bring about the rearrangement in our lives, of our hopes, our dreams, our goals. At principle three, illumination brings about revelation. Ah, the light goes on, the spiritual understanding. At principle four, revelation then should bring demonstration. On today, giving thanks, we ought to keep an attitude of gratitude. I went a little over, but I'm going to still open up the board for just 1 minute, and we'll abbreviate our time of announcements. But those who want to hop in quickly and tell what you are grateful for, there ought to be just a 15-second, what am I grateful for? And I shouldn't have to struggle and beg folks who've been blessed this good by God to want to hop in the queue, four or five of us, to hit star six, then one, and come in and tell what you are grateful for. All right, Miss Altamise, happy Thanksgiving. Yes, ma'am, Miss Altamise, you're unmuted. Miss Altamise, you're unmuted. Unmute your phone, sweetheart.
Thank you, thank you. Can you hear me? My phone was muted. Happy Thanksgiving, Pastor V.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor P.K. Roberts, for the awesome 7 years that you all have participated and held this call. And I'm only here to say I thank the Lord for my 75 years that I have been alive and able to function as well as continuing to function. I take that, meaning I receive the fact that I expect from him. And thank you for allowing me to share. Back to you.
You are more than welcome with your good-looking 75-year self. All right, come on, all the way from Tennessee. Good morning, Pastor Candy.
Good morning. He will never leave me or forsake me. Mm-hmm. I am grateful, 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 and that he lives within me, his Holy Spirit. That is what I'm most grateful for, a whole lot of other things. But if I had to top, those trump everything.
Amen. And that's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you, and amen. All right, we're going to head to H-Town. Come on, our other songbird, Minister Sharon.
Good morning, everybody. Love everybody. I'm just thankful for God and his word and for family. God bless you guys.
Amen. All we're going to head to the other end of the map. Come on, Minister Ada.
Good morning. I'm grateful for life, to be alive and to be alive in Christ. I'm grateful that my sister from Chicago is here to share Thanksgiving with me. And I'm so grateful for my husband and my children and my mom and TMC. What a blessing you are. Back to you, Dr. V. Love you all.
Amen, amen, and amen. That's what we want, to hear some shout-outs, some thanks. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Brenda, where you can just do our prayer request, and then I'll come back on and close.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome, powerful message this morning. And we just give God glory for you. Let's pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega, for being our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, our El Shaddai. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father, for this day that you have given us to glorify your holy name. So with that, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for touching and healing the bereaved, the sick, and all those who are going through challenges, oh God. We thank you for Kendra Carter. We thank you for Seb Lorenz. Ramsey. We thank you for Ada Grace. We thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you, Father, for healing their bodies like never before. Kenneth Blackwell. We thank you, Father God, for traveling mercies for all those that arrive safely, Lord God. We thank you for Sharon Stowers and Mary Young, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for Tanya Rivers, oh God. We thank you for blessing and keeping all those, Lord God, who call upon your name. We glorify you, Father, for Artist Life in its entirety. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen us and keep us in perfect peace as we give you your name, thanks and praise in all things. We say hallelujah and amen. Back to you, Dr. V.
All righty. We're going to keep going with the testimonies. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting our call today. And again, a big thanks to Silver Fox for being our greeter this morning. Thank you, Minister Jackie. And we do want to invite all of you all to join our testimonial Thursday. It's 712-770-4005, and that PIN code is 294617. And I'm sure our president, Charlie Mae Lewis from Cedar Hill, Texas, would love to hear some testimonies. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what our hearts say on this blessed Thanksgiving. We're full of an attitude of gratitude. We thank you for understanding who we are and whose we are. And as we go throughout this whole day, let us be a light in a dark place. Let us be your hands extended. Let us be words of encouragement and empowerment. Let us truly be the ministers in the marketplace. We have so much we are thankful for. And now with the revelation, we will be the demonstration of our gratitude in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving day. Love on family, eat responsibly with your food, and have great fellowship. Much love. Bye-bye.